Why are they so important in your coming year? They are the triple days of October 30th, October 31st, and November 1st, 3 days of spiritual light, the triple days of spiritual power. These are the days when the most spiritual things will happen to the most spiritual person, you. First, you get a new moon authentic hoodoo reading from the seven spirits of God given by Papa Say. This will take you through the coming month with all of its blessings and all of its goodness. Next, you'll get a spirit reading from one of the spirit readers of all, the one and only Madame Shalice, from one of the most haunted states in the Union. She reads the spirit realm and gives you a true and accurate message from the realm of ghosts. That's what I said, the realm of ghosts. Finally, you'll get something peculiar from me, from the SB7C or whatever. Anyway, it will be for you exactly. That's the triple days of spiritual power. Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, November 1st at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday, and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday. That's Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, November 1st at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Sunday and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday and Tuesday. Now, all readings will be free. That's right, free, with absolutely no charge whatsoever. So you be there. Where? Here at The Real Hoodoo on Blog Talk Radio. That's The Real Hoodoo right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Usia, Blusia, Metcatlin, Bahet Cabell, Eshtami Tukav Amismea Lotikbi. God bless all of my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me. But it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, my father's children. Bless you wherever you are. Bless your going forth and your coming forth. Him this time forth and even forevermore. Well, hi today. Hi today. I hope you're all right. I hope you are all right. Today we have Hoodoo Success Reading. Yeah, now the success reading, if you can remember it, I tell you what the Spirit says about your success. And you take it, you think about it, you keep it in your memory. You can even make certain notes off of it. But that's about all. I don't take any questions of it because they are from the Spirit of God. Okay? Now, the success readings are direct. They're final. They are totally something with you. You, and I mean it, you are privy to, but it's something that you can definitely have. I mean that, something you can definitely have. Now, all of you, remember that. You take your spirit message, you take it, the success message from that. You know, one thing, hold on, I better stop that right here. One thing about success readings. The success reading is something for you. It's something directly for you. So it is something which you should keep, which you should contemplate, which you should use as the situation becomes necessary. That's right. Use it as it becomes necessary. Now, the thing about it is that this is really, well, it's really a prosperity message, and which I'll talk about a little bit when we get through, but it will open up your doors to understanding most of the things which he gives. Most of your things which the Spirit gives you. This is the Spirit talking where? Directly to you. This is him talking directly to you. So you should remember it and use it no matter what happens. Take it and remember it. Take it and remember it. Now, well, I'm going to go ahead and start it. But before I do, I'll give you a few messages. Now, don't go away. I will be right back here. Okay, bye-bye.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Zay.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. That's the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now we're ready to start the hoodoo success reading. Okay, now remember what I told you. Okay? But first, we'll start off with prayer. Baruch Hashem, O seven spirits of God, you hold all things in your hands. Give unto me the power of all things through this device which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Geburah, the spirit of Da'at, and the Yahweh. I do worship the only one true God. Amen. Selah. Well, let's go and see who is on first. Well, 903, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you. I was calling to see what spirit might want me to know.
Okay. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, happy outcomes are expected in all matters and of all aspects of life. Success in entertainment, art of music, parties and events, travel and recreation, whatever brings you joy and sense of lightness, alternately a light and humorous approach will help you achieve the desired result. A light and humorous approach will help you achieve the desired result. And God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you, Papa Say. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's 812. We have someone else. 812. This is Papa Say. How are you?
Hello, Papa Say.
How are you? I'm doing fine. I'm fine. I'm doing fine. I have a message for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on. You are holding on to something and not letting go. Now, you're behaving miserly, materially, or emotionally, and engaging with the subject which is not good for you. And
okay.
Maybe harmful. Abandon this matter and ask another question. Now, abandon this matter and ask another question. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, seems like certain people are coming along quite well, quite doing certain things. Now, the third person. 573, this is for you. Hello?
Yeah, hey, Papa. Thank you for taking my call, sir. I'd like to get a success reading.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on. Hold on. Although you expect great success, it will only be limited. Now, this is not the greatest way for you to express your capabilities. This is not the greatest way for you to express your capabilities. The matter is not right for you at the present moment. Now, you must harness your enthusiasm and persevere, preserve your energies for a better opportunity to come. You must harness your enthusiasm and preserve your energies for a better opportunity to come. God bless you and God keep you.
All right. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, too.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Well. Well, all of them. Let me see. All of them are gone. We have used them all. We have used them all. Now. But hold on a moment. Mm-hmm. We have another person. 9:14. You almost got left behind. 9:14. This is Papa Say. 9:14. Hello?
Hello, Papa Say. Good evening and many blessings to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. You want a reading?
Please, yes, if I may.
Okay. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
All right. Be confident that what you desire will be realized. You have to fully trust the person from which you are asking this thing. You have to fully trust them. This issue is your favor and will be materialized because you honestly earned it. You've honestly earned it. This issue is in your favor. Now, expect good news. That's what you get. Expect good news. And God bless you and God keep you.
And you also, thank you. God bless you and God keep you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we are at a certain point. Everybody has got one. Everyone has had a message. One and one has got one. But I have a couple things to say. And it is on success. Now, in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, it says, put your trust in his prophets and succeed. Now, Joshua 1 and 7 says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to the law which Moses, my servant, commands you. Do not turn from it right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Now, first thing we're going to do is we're going to deal with success. Now, success can be attainment of a higher status, a higher social status. You know, now that is success. But success can be achievement of a goal. Yeah, once you achieve a goal, you have obtained success in that goal. And finally, which is the one I like, is that success is the opposite of failure, the opposite of faith. And that is something very, very strange. Very strange. Because success is so great that the best way to define it is to define it as being the opposite of failure. Now, why is it the opposite of failure? It is the opposite of failure because everyone receives failure. You ever thought about that? Everyone receives failure. So success is the opposite of failure. It is the opposite. It is the right-handed way if failure is going the left-handed way. It is the way going up if failure is going down. No. Success is the opposite of failure. Now say that right now. Success is the opposite of Once more, success is the opposite of failure. Now, that means in order to be a success, you have to be opposite, have to be opposite what you are a failure in. You got it? You have to be in the opposite of that failure to be a success. See, you cannot be a success and be a failure too. You can't be one thing and be all the others too. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. Now, all of you, without a fail, have been faced with failure. All of you are more or less, I don't know, some of you more than others, some of you less than others, are in failure mode right now. Because you have nothing opposite it. You have no successes opposite your failures. So what is being perpetuated is failure. Failure. Now, a definition for failure could be failure is failing you are. Failing you are. Now, that is a good definition for what? That failing you are. You are a failure because you're not the opposite, or you are not a success. Now, success being the attainment of higher social status says a lot. Yeah, says a lot. Because your social status is something which other people see you as. Other people put this on you. Other people say that you are of a higher social status. But if you don't have it, if you have the opposite, you are a failure. Now, success is the one thing that a person can be. He ain't no do, he can be. He can be a success. He can be it. That success is an energy. It's an energy. I'm going to tell you again. It's an energy. Yes, energy. It is something which moves around. The energy of money moves around a person, but the energy of success moves the person too. Money moves around. That energy moves around the person. But it moves the person. The person can come and can go and can do certain things. Why? Because he is at the position of opposite of failure. See, so your failure says a lot about you. Yes, it does. Your failure says that you have not attained a higher social status. Even something else. You know, you have not even achieved a goal. Most of you have not achieved your goals. You have not achieved your goals. Well, most of you don't have any goals. No, you can't have. You can't ever achieve one if you don't have one. Did you think about that? You can never achieve a goal unless you have some. And the goals are the, I should say, the stuff that the opposite of failure comes from, success. Now, the goals are individual measurements. Individual measurements. So, the first thing you gotta get is a goal. You got to get some goals. Why? Because you have to achieve them. And when you achieve them, what happens? You gain a higher social status. You become the opposite of failure, a success. You have to achieve a goal. Now, where are you going to get the goals? Where are you going to get them? How can you find them? Why? How can you get them into your life? What can you do? How can you be a success? How can you get a goal if you don't have one? Well, the only person that can do that is you. You are the person. You are the person. And the way you do that is real simply. It really is. It's simple. It's simple and it's truthful. And it is, well, it's separate. It's very, very simple. Very, very simple. First of all, the first goal you take ought to be something small. Now remember, that small goal will become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you attain a higher status. That goal is something which you can do. It is something small, something insignificant to everybody but you. So you take this goal and you work on it. Whatever it is. It could be going to work on time. It could be getting up and making up your bed. It could be getting up and reading something. I don't know. But just some goal, insignificant. You work on it, and that goal becomes you. You work on it and work on it until you have achieved it. That goal becomes something, glory to God, something which you have obtained. But you got to start out small. Start out small first. Now, that is the key. A small goal. Something you can conceive. Something that you can do. Something that you can realize, something that you already know is something which you can achieve. That first goal is the real goal. And once you start on that one, the rest will be totally easy. But it's the first goal. The first goal. the hardest. But that is why you make it the smallest. Why? So that it can be realized very easy. Very easy. The first goal is the life-changing goal. The first goal is the best goal. The first goal is the all-powerful goal. Why? Because you change with that. Now, with the first goal, I want you to practice the goal from 20 to 30 days. Let's say 30 days. 30 days max. And why is that? Because anything you do for 30 days becomes something which is ingrained in you. Once you do it 30 days, it is a part of you. So that first goal for 30 days will definitely take you a whole step further. You'll take a giant step. Now, tonight, I want you to think about that goal. And if possible, get a pencil and a piece of paper and write it down. Write it down. Put on there, this is my goal for 30 days. Let that be your achievement of success. Let that be the attainment of your highest social status. Let that be the opposite of failure. And you will grow. You will be better than any person has ever been that you ever could think of.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the New Moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there, along with that special friend or loved one, at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo, and only one Papa Say.
Well, every one of you have been lovely, you've been kind, you've been beautiful, all of that. Now, I want you to work on this tonight. I want you to work on it. And don't think because, well, it don't matter if I do it. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It matters if you do it and if you do it right. Work on it. This is your first goal. Your first goal. Work on it. Work on it tonight. And God will bless you. Now, tomorrow we have love reading. Hoodoo love readings. Now, that is a detailed reading about the love in your life. Yes, it is. It doesn't matter who, but that's a reading about the love in your life. Now, be here for it at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, Central Standard Time, tomorrow, here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, 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 there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. God bless you, God keep you, and he will look upon you forevermore. It's his name. God bless you, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.